We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If it was a player who was accused of soliciting prostitution, misdemeanor counts, and ultimately was acquitted or had the case dismissed and there's no criminal responsibility at all, they're not going to do anything to him. But because it's an owner, and we hear all the time the owners are held to a higher standard, and everything they've done to players who haven't been arrested, I think the nuance is going to be lost on the average person, and they're going to have to do something, even if he's fully exonerated.
Mike Florio from the show this morning with Mutt and Callahan. 617-779-7937. We started with the Kraft story because there's an update here in the Kraft story today, and it could be explosive. Yet, Lou's got an interesting theory on this one, that maybe the blast is just blasting us with a bunch of Walters. He was the main news desk guy for TMZ. 2 years ago, he left, took the buyout from Harvey Levin, who owns the operation. They're financed by a French company. They got lots of money. They have a lot of other holdings that deal with what you'd call tabloid entertainment. How about they produce Keeping Up with the Kardashians, one of their holding companies? So that's a pretty successful show, right? I don't watch it, but
Gossip.
It's pretty big, right? So
we'll ask Fourier when he gets back.
Oh, that'd be a good idea. See, this is where Christian would be an expert right now. And we're losing out on that opportunity.
Just
it doesn't happen often either.
We need him the most.
So I guess the blast, and I've never heard of him, Lou's never heard of him.
Oh, that's the point. Yeah. I mean, to me, if you have this video and you're thinking about sending it out, then you privately have your internal discussions, and if you throw it out there, then you throw it out there. We're all talking about the blast has it. But you come out ahead of time and say, hey, just want to let you know someone's trying to sell it to us. We've actually seen it. I mean, it's legit. We have it. Okay, so what, you don't think that Robert Kraft's lawyers are all over you right now? Like, you just put it out there or don't put it out there. What they're doing is, they think, is just getting attention. If they really wanted to do it, then just do it.
So,
right? And people are talking about the blast now left and right.
Yeah.
I don't think TMZ, you think TMZ is going to say, hey, we saw our video, and we're thinking about putting, no, they're going to just
too
put
much credibility
it out there.
They
because
can't,
the minute
right.
you announce that you have it or have seen it, people are up your you-know-what.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're being flooded with everything, you know, between Kraft's lawyers and everybody going after them, saying, what are you going to do with it?
That's a good point. So we could get this guy, Mike Walters, who's just trying to stick it to Harvey Levin. He could be
Maybe.
Doing that.
Yeah.
He could be sitting there saying, I'm going to try to get some publicity out of this. TMZ is slow on the draw. We're going out, and we got an opportunity to get the video. All right? So there could be absolutely nothing. A police spokesperson down in Jupiter saying, no, nobody's got the video. Nobody's got the video. But you know what? They could very easily dispute all of this with one sentence, and that is, they're liars. The cameras are not on the ceiling above the bed. My guess is the cameras are on the ceiling.
Glenn Ordway
is a liar. Oh, stop it.
Now, did you see that one little... I think the prosecutors are coming out saying that the owner of the spa actually had her own hidden cameras.
Yes, I did
like
see
the,
that.
They actually had cameras in the spa. Like, the owner put them up there. People might not have known. Now, I don't know why that makes a prosecution. I don't know why that's important to them. Well, because she was spying too? Just like whatever, right? So I don't know why that's important, but they just pointed out the fact that, well, she had cameras up there too. It's like, oh, okay. Maybe, you know, most companies, I would imagine, do have cameras in there. Maybe a lot of them, they let you know. Like you said, you walk into a department store, right? It's a camera on you or whatever. But I don't know why that was important to tell us.
You know those cameras when you're in a hotel that you keep on saying
the ones
blinking,
in your shower?
No, the blinking light that you keep on saying above the bed, which is really, it's part of the sprinkler system and part of the alarm system.
Yeah,
or whatever,
yeah.
But it looks like it's possibly a camera.
Yeah, yeah.
I know somebody that was screaming about it because he was doing something, a little extracurricular activity, and he was screaming at the hotel.
Yeah.
Because he thought that they were, in the middle of all of this, he thought they were actually videotaping.
I'm having a mental breakdown.
So when I mean, obviously you're talking about yourself. When was that? What hotel was it?
I'm not talking about I'm just, I sent a friend.
Glenn, yes,
I sent a friend.
Yeah, I got a buddy too. No, really, when did this happen to you?
It was. It did not happen to me. Actually happened to a rookie on the Celtics.
Hey, man, how's that grill?
Who made a big deal about it with the hotel and checkout.
A current rookie?
Checkout.
Or a rookie back in the 80s.
No, way back in the 80s.
1979 rookie.
I'll give you a hint. The guy did not play.
His nickname was Chief.
Much at all.
That's all I'll say. I don't know what to tell you.
Chief probably enjoyed the cameras. He probably was saying, good, you're enjoying it too. Joe's in a car. He's next up here on OMF. Hi, Joe.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Joe?
So, the justice system is officially broken if this video gets released, in my opinion. You have things like this all over the country that go on. And I'm not talking about it's high profile as the Robert Kraft issue. But you get the Jesse Smollett thing. A guy with a felony charge or multiple who walks away. Now we're talking about misdemeanors. You had an issue in Ashmont about a month ago where police officers for the Transit Police Department covered up an abuse against a homeless man. All over the country, things like this happen. Now, can anyone tell me what Robert Kraft has done except for what he's allowed to do as a defendant in a court case? He's hired attorneys, and his attorneys are doing their jobs, filing paperwork. All of this not getting their way crap with the police department and the prosecutors is leading to all this. You're not going to tell me, or anyone else for that matter, who really cares about the civil rights of individuals, that they don't know who may or may not, or not have the technology to figure out who made a copy of this. Because the last time I checked, police officers and prosecutors, all their databases are controlled by passwords in order for them to get into them. And any IT tech can find out what file was copied.
Well, I think that would be possible that they would find out. And my guess is that the lawsuits would be so wild, not only with Kraft, but these other 24 guys and the two women, that they would have to. They would have to, and there would be serious ramifications. And that's what Mike Florio was saying this morning. He's an attorney. He was saying there's serious ramifications.
Now, this is why I don't believe the blast had it. I think it's more of a PR thing, because this is from Kevin Draper, reporter in New York Times. Robert Kraft tweeted out, Robert Kraft's lawyers are now threatening websites. The blast in this case, with a Charles Harder Peter Dial lawsuit. If they publish a tape, the Palm Beach District Attorney's Office says in a public record. So, like I said, the blast puts it out there. We got it. Someone's trying to sell it. We already looked at it. What happens? Kraft's lawyers just are all over them, right? Threatening them. Okay, you know what? We're still talking about the blast, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay. So
I think your theory is a good one, Lou, because look at it this way. The blast knows, and I don't know, I told you they were financed by this French company, but the French company and everybody else will dump them in a heartbeat if this thing gets really hot and heavy. But if you're the blast, you are doing it knowingly, publishing this, putting it on your website, knowing that there is a temporary restraining order. You can't go in there and plead ignorance and sit there and say, I had no idea. What are you talking about? You're out there promoting it. You're reading what everybody else is reading right now, that there's a restraining order on that video until the judge makes the final decision whether it's going to be made available to the public. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So they got no case. So I think you're right. I think you nailed it. You're having a hell of a week. That I really believe that they're looking for some publicity right now. Now, the only question I would have is somebody out there that's got some credentials and a badge maybe, and they happen to work in Jupiter, Florida, are they out there trying to sell this thing right now? Or as you would like to call it, are they pimping it out?
Don't use that word. That's disrespectful. Right. I think it's getting out. And I think they'll have a huge lawsuit on their hands.
Let's pimp everything.
A lot of people, and even in this tweet, they've been referring, I've heard this before, you know, with like Hulk Hogan and Gawker, got $115 million, pretty
here.
Much shut them down. But, you know, they sued him for publishing sex tape of two consulting adults. They were found liable for $115 million because the sex tape was deemed non-newsworthy. Now, you could argue there's two consenting adults, but two consenting adults having sex is not illegal. What happened in that massage parlor, I think, is illegal. Right?
Correct.
And
it's
non-newsworthy, Hulk Hogan having sex or Robert Kraft committing a criminal act.
Well,
I would say it's newsworthy as well. So I don't think it's a comparison.
Yeah, and their fight, by the
There'll
way.
There'll still be a lawsuit.
No, and their fight, but, and their fight, by the way, about it being newsworthy would be obviously what the original intent of the case was versus what they ended up doing with it. That's what they would do. All right, back to the phone calls we go. David in Florida wants to talk about the Red Sox. We'll put them on the table as well. Go ahead, Dave.
How are we doing?
Good.
But first, I got something to say about Kraft, too, really quickly. Not even the Red Sox. Just, you know, Boston is not a sports city for a first-time coach manager. Everyone has been successful.
He won 108 games, won the World Series.
Who? Is there anybody? Is there any first-time manager?
Go, keep going, Dave.
But then he falls apart. I mean, I do not. It's just not. But that's just my opinion. But, you know,
David. It's not a good place for a first year. First off, he's his second year. His first year, he won the World Series. Yeah, how can you even utter these words?
That was just a magical season.
All right, but it was still a first-year manager. I would say it was a pretty good year for a first-year manager. He's now a second-year manager. This wasn't Farrell's. Wasn't his first year. He was in Toronto. So the only first-year manager you've seen is Alex Cora won a World Series.
All right.
Cora be on the hot seat.
It was just a magical season.
Yeah,
and I think he's
going to. It wasn't a magical season.
Last year, but
the guy did a good job. What are you talking about?
It's his first year. He made so many mercurial decisions that just happened to work out.
Okay,
I mean, with his
it was all luck.
When to pinch it? When not to pinch it?
Farrell had a very good year his first year. Yes, yeah. I would agree.
Why does he flip flop Benintendi and Betts at the top of the order randomly? Bring it in Sale.
You got him on a hot seat, too, like Munt. You got him on a hot seat.
Yeah, I do. With this Kraft thing, too, I mean, first of all, Robert, you have to stop pretending you're a saint. I mean, just come out and admit what something happened and just stop pretending you're a saint, and then the whole thing would just blow over.
I don't think he's disputing that. Matter of fact,
his apology.
He came out and apologized. I think what he's doing is he's you're right. He's being a little cute about it the way he's doing it. He apologized to his family. He apologized to everybody else.
The organization,
the team, the companies. So he's actually admitting that he did something wrong. You don't apologize if you didn't do something wrong. I think legally what he's saying is I'm not disputing that I had some sort of sexual act with this woman. What he's debating is that he's claiming he did not solicit sex for money. That's what he's doing, right? So he's admitting it because you do so when you sit there and apologize. If he didn't do anything wrong, why is he apologizing?
For my family, for my team, for our fans.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When we're at the apology, what are you apologizing for? He's admitting guilt. Yeah, because he knows he did something wrong.
Right.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure he's aware that what he did was wrong.
Yes, and so
now he's fighting the legal battle.
Right,
right. Hey, you know, listen, it is just like drunk driving. Guy gets pulled over. He knows he's had a few drinks. He gets arrested. The lawyer's like, yeah, but they didn't follow X, Y, and Z. They did this here. Your car was on a hill. That's why you fell. Oh, by the way, you had hip surgery a month ago. We're going to use all of this stuff. Yeah, but I was bleep-faced. I know, but shut up. I'm going to deal with it, okay? I'm telling you. They didn't do their job, and I got all these excuses. I'm ready to go. The guy still knows he was bleep-faced.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, no, help me beat this thing in court. That's what's going on. And, oh, by the way, they got this little video of me. I don't want that to get out either.
I did have sexual relations with that woman. He's just arguing in court that he didn't solicit sex. It just happened. You know, it just happened. You know, sometimes you're chick magnet and it just happens.
Hey,
right?
How you doing?
That's what he's doing. Just saying hi to all the women in the audience out there. All right, 617-779-7937. No Christian. He'll be back next week. It's just Lou and I.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
This season, it is the number one reason why I have held on for dear life to believing in them. It is because of Kyrie Irving. I just believe in him. I just do. That's just how I feel about it. I'm not talking about the first 40 minutes. I'm not even talking about the first 43 minutes. I'm talking about those last 5 minutes. I'm talking about when you need buckets. I'm talking about when the offense is a lull and you're nipping and tucking and going back and forth. Or there's nobody stopping one offense or the other. And you're going basket for basket. And it's crunch time. Who's going to deliver you the goods? I believe in Kyrie. Period.
Wasn't his line something along the line, he's the number one closer in the league? Was he the one that said that? Somebody said that. It might have been him. No. One of these guys said it. I think it was Stephen A. has already said he was the number one closer in the league. And that's why they're going to pay him $10 million. Because the last thing he saw was Kyrie Irving being, you know, unearthly. And he said, whoa, there it is. There's my opinion. But
I think it was Colin Cowherd.
Was it Cowherd?
Cowherd. Was he the one that said that he would take Kyrie over Giannis inside a minute for a big bucket? I think he went there.
See, to me, how do you separate those guys? What about James Harden? Has anybody been watching the way he's played over the last month, month and a half? Whole season, matter of fact. All right?
Well, I just feel like once you get to that category, as long as you got one of those guys, and you do, you have one of those guys.
Yes, but
maybe
but,
there's 10 of those guys. Yeah, you got one of them.
But anybody that tells you that it's number one, it's the last thing they saw.
Well, we got right. Everything is about, you know, I'm surprised they're not doing it right now. Top five game finishes, you know, and we got another list. Yeah. Who's number one? Make an argument of who it is.
Anybody watch
who's
Durant
the best player?
Night?
Who's this? Who's that? I would say if you're a top five, top 10 guy when it comes to, you know, minute to go, need a bucket, you got one of them. You have Kyrie Irving. He's one of them.
By the way, Durant last night was phenomenal.
He started 6 for 6 and was knocking down shots that look impossible to knock down with three people on him.
Yeah. And that
was a statement game to Patrick Beverley.
I was going to say, the look to Patrick Beverley a couple times during the
game.
There
was a lot of that
game
going on last night.
Boy, I'll tell you what,
Ben
Lou,
Simmons going at it with Jared Dudley.
We were joking about this yesterday, and we were talking about if there's ever a no-brainer in the NBA, it's last night's game with Golden State, and it was 8.5 or whatever. What dopes.
Kevin Durant.
We should have drove down to Twin River last night. I hate to say it. Was there ever a more obvious bet in the history of gambling?
Oh, we should have bet on this.
Than that game last night.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's unbelievable when you think about it. Look back at this. So they have a 31-point lead at home. They end up losing that game. They're going to L.A.
Good. That's a good wake-up call.
Clippers aren't that good.
Yeah.
The Clippers just simply aren't that good. So if the rush comes, the Clippers can't hold up their end of the bargain. Boy, that was a stupid on our part. We could have made a lot of money last night. Mm. Could have spent, and we would have put some money in for Christian.
See, if we were smart,
helped him
could
out.
Have done
we would have given him on vacation. He would have made a lot of money. So tonight for the Boston Celtics and the Green Teamers, I know, are feeling good after two home wins against a shaky team. I wouldn't say they're bad, but without Oladipo, as Scale said the other day, if they had to go a whole season like this with this roster, they would not make the playoffs. They made the playoffs because Oladipo was here for the first half of the season. But now it comes down to, are you going to do what Golden State did last night? When you're slapped around a little bit, you go out there and say, screw you. We're going to put, you know, you down. That's what they need to do with these two road games. You need a short series because the next round, even though a lot of the Green Teamers think it's going to be very easy because all they remember is those Milwaukee Bucks from a year ago in the postseason, they don't know this is a much better team.
These guys sound like they're well aware that, you know, they need to prove they can win on the road, right? You've heard it.
I mean,
I think it was a Kyrie. The quote was very interesting when it says, you know, it's just a basketball, it's just this, it's just the same rim, all that whole thing, right? The whole Hoosiers thing. Get out, measure how high the rim is. But at the end, he did say, you just have to get over that fear and go out and play your style of basketball.
I believe in Kyrie.
So fear. So you're going on the road, yeah, right? That fear of, oh my God, the people yelling don't like me. Is that what it is?
Yeah, but this one, it still scares me that, and again, this is a team you should win both of these games this weekend. So you should win them both, and you need to win them both because you need this Milwaukee series is going to be a short one. You want to be able to get the rest. You want to be able to start so that you're fresh to go up against a much better Milwaukee Bucks team. But we saw Indiana come in here and go on some runs. Here at the TD Garden, this is a home game for the Celtics. Those are the fears. That's what you got to worry about. I'm not worried about Kyrie Irving. I'm worried about a lot of those other players when the opposition goes on a run. How are you going to react?
Well, I saw the Boston Sports Info, I believe, had it, the tweet. How Kyrie and Tatum have scored, you know, percentage-wise, I think the tandem scored more points than any other tandem in the NBA so far. Right? It's like 56% of their points, those two guys. Yeah, you're on the road, okay? You're going to need somebody else to show up. Yep. Now, I'm sure, you know, the glue will check in. Hopefully he's over the flu. He'll check in, but you got to think of a guy like Marcus Morris in game one that was so big. You know, a veteran guy, been around the league a little bit. Can he show up on the road? Gordon
Hayward.
How
about playoff Mook?
Been around the league a little bit. Can Gordon Hayward show up? Jalen, we saw what Jalen did last year. You know, people forget. I mean, you can look at the numbers. Jalen and Tatum pretty much played at a tie. It's just the only difference is that you remember game seven when Jalen sucked and Tatum was pretty good. So he's another guy that needs to show up. So, yeah, you got to go on the road and you got to prove that you can show up. I mean, to me, it's just going to be a W. Nothing's going to change my mind how I feel about him. It's just hopefully going to be a W.
It's first drive, Chris. Let's go.
So was Gilroy on last night?
Oh, he was mad. I liked angry Gilroy.
Really? Was angry Gilroy last night?
He was pissed at you?
Was he pissed at me?
Jerry?
What did I do?
Oh, he's pissed at everybody. It was beautiful.
I am Patrick Gilroy.
Matter of fact, he wants Danny Ainge fired.
No. What?
Yep. I heard the whole thing. He had a segment where he creates a scenario where Danny Ainge gets fired this offseason.
What's he pissed at me for? Isn't he over the dog thing? What is it?
I heard Glenn today, and I was screaming in my car when I heard him pull this stuff. Indiana's been the best defensive team in the NBA this year. And then he cites a couple of games. I think it was game number 79 and game number 80 of the season for the Pacers, where they gave up like 120 points and they got blown out. Yeah. And he says, well, for such a good defensive team, the Celtics beat them by 20. Then Brooklyn came in and beat them by 22. Really? So the guy, master, Glenn Ordway, the guy that says regular season basketball doesn't count. It's very different than playoff basketball. Mm-hmm. Now we're citing regular season basketball as your evidence as to why these wins aren't impressive.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I've never, ever seen somebody that's able to sit on both sides of the fence as effectively as Glenn Ordway, and to do it for 20 years, bravo, sir. Nobody does it better than you. Nobody.
He's got a good point there.
I'll take it back. I'm going to give him a couple of other games. There was that Atlanta game in which they actually beat Atlanta 135 to 134. Give up 134 points to
Atlanta.
That was
game 82.
Okay, where do you want to go? Do you want to go back
to game 77 against Orlando? They gave up 121.
So the guy, the master, Glenn Ordway.
They gave up 121.
Well, they gave up 115.
What are you talking about?
How
about Milwaukee, where they gave up 117? Orlando at home, where they gave up 117.
Minnesota, 115 and a W.
Okay, now, and it's funny, when I look at the earlier part of the season, defense was much better.
I've got a problem with Glenn.
Ooh. Well, here's the one thing I had an issue with Gilroy last night, because I did enjoy watching him. And I do want to get to his Danny Ainge take, because I think he's losing it. But this is the whole debate, right? You got to give him credit for the defense they played. Go ahead.
I was really, really happy that.
That's Jerry.
Would a green teamer call this team a bunch of unlikable front runners? Because that's what they've been for the majority of the season. It's why their ratings have been down 24%. But I am encouraged because for two consecutive games against a bad offensive team, they've been able to play elite defense.
All right, so
and that at least
that's it. That's all
right
I need.
Direction.
That's all I need.
Hold on,
so hold on,
I'm already laughing.
So in two games,
you explain this
against a bad offensive team.
It's bad, right? He said bad.
They have played elite defense.
So what do you usually play against bad teams?
So if they're bad offensively, are you sure you're playing elite defense? Or is it just because they're bad offensively?
I tell you what.
Maybe you're just playing okay defense, And they're so bad offensively, they make you look elite.
Did he say, I'm playing the fence? Who's playing the fence there?
People suck.
They played elite defense against a bad offensive team. Like I want to see elite defense against a good offensive team or a very good offensive team. Then you can sit there and say, that was elite defense. But when you play elite defense against a bad offensive team, how do you know?
I would tell Lou Maloney to back off.
How do you know?
Back off, Lou. You don't know.
you hold know. Golden State under 100, you're playing elite defense.
Yeah, I think we were.
How do you know?
I'm going to be angry.
I think we were trying to say that.
You were good last night. I liked it. It was good. Angry. Angry.
They rank capable of joy and happiness as well.
Good for you. Do that more.
They ranked 22nd in offense.
Who?
Indiana during the regular season.
Was that before or after Oladipo? Did you see that Oladipo was the number one player in the league in crunch time? He shot like 65% in crunch time.
They've been able to play don't elite tell
these
defense.
Guys. They're not the same team. Stop it. This is foolish. These green teamers buying into it. Stop it. Okay? They're a good defensive team. They play hard, Patrick. We get all of that.
But you can't. Though, Patrick.
But you can't sit there and talk about the Celtics playing elite defense against a team that can't freaking score.
Hey, Celts.
Thank you, Jerry.
And this is why this is like a warm-up. That's all, I mean, really. I mean,
it's
next
the preseason.
Series,
it's the preseason.
We'll see game one up in Milwaukee. You win. You know, you can win ugly all you want, and it's going to be a great win. You hold that team, Milwaukee team, under 100 points.
Yeah.
We'll talk about elite defense.
Yay, we did it!
Right, you hold them under 110. We'll talk about elite defense against that team.
What was this?
I just don't know if you can have a discussion about playing elite defense after admitting that this is an awful offensive team.
I swear to God, Wick Grosbeck's got the greatest business in the world. These green teamers win, lose, whatever. They'll find an excuse. They'll make something up. I would figure that Celtic fans, with the tradition and with the history, we have learned right now the difference between great, good, okay, and sucky teams.
This argument is a sham.
Right? We know the difference now. We've seen the whole gambit. We've seen them all. And yet, he comes up with that. I want to hear his Danny Ainge thing. We got to take a break when we get back.
When he comes back, I will tell you the scenario in which Patrick Garroway wants Danny Ainge fired in the next few weeks.
Oh, I tell you what.
In the next 2 months.
He's apparently also pissed off because some staffer on this radio station might have sabotaged him as well. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Are we a happy group of fans? We are. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we don't understand what's going on. And that's what pisses me off about, you know, people like Glenn or like Jerry. They don't listen to the program. They have no idea what I really think. Did I take my first car, a 1987 Ford Thunderbird that was white, and bring it to Mako and tell him to paint it Celtic green? Yup. Did I intern in the Celtics marketing department and get a giant Celtics decal that was designed for a van and put it on that car? Yup. Did I get the Celtics leprechaun tattooed on my arm when I was 17? Yup. It doesn't mean that I see through green color glasses. It doesn't.
No. No, it doesn't mean that at all. I don't know what it means, but it doesn't mean that
at all.
I'll
say this. I've listened to Gilroy tonight. He's been very critical of this team.
Good. Yep. I like that.
Like I said, he's been critical of Brad Stevens.
What time is he on?
I don't know, like midnight to 4 in the morning?
Oh, he was on at 10 o'clock last night.
He was on at 10 o'clock. But you never know what days anybody's on. I don't know what time he's on, what day he's on, what time. Why don't they advertise? Why don't they promote him?
We'll get the pregame today, so we'll be good. But he created a scenario last night, okay? Now, the scenario, obviously, if Kyrie Irving walks, that Danny Ainge should be fired.
Now you're treading on my man.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
I think the argument is.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Eastern Conference Finals 2 years in a row. took a step back this year. If you lose to Milwaukee and you lose Kyrie Irving, took a step back in the regular season, took a step back in the postseason, and you didn't have the pulse of your free agent, and you let him walk for absolutely nothing, any other president of basketball operations in this league would be fired, and that he should go.
Pulse, excuse me, pulse of the free agent? Do you think Golden State Warriors have a pulse of what is going on with Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson? How can you have a pulse? Did New Orleans have a pulse of what was going on with Anthony Davis? He told them all along he's never going to leave New Orleans.
Here's the thing with Danny
Ainge. What's a pulse there?
I understand because people, it's easy to say, you know, he's won one championship. You know, why does he get so much praise?
Glenny.
You know, I think what he has done, what he did in 07, 08 to put that team together as quick as he did, when you think, it really was amazing.
It's the greatest general manager job I've seen in the NBA.
So when you had, when you made that run and you recognized that the run was over, the trade with Brooklyn, I mean, that is just, you close the book, don't you?
Yeah.
The way you acquired Isaiah Thomas, the way you were able to flip Isaiah Thomas for Kyrie Irving, you know, picking up a guy like Jay Crowder and having him perform, you know, at a level to the point where you can get a guy like Horford and everything, kind of get the ball rolling a little bit, to put yourself in a chance to have, you know, to be able to have a third pick in the draft and to actually hit it, to trade, to basically sit there and say, you know what? I might play like Markelle Fultz, the best player in this draft, but I love Jason Tatum, and I'm going to go to Philadelphia, and I'm going to turn it into, I'm going to trade down to get the guy I want. And look what Markelle Fultz is doing. He drafted Tatum. He drafted Jaylen Brown. I know he's only won one championship, but, you know, as far as the work that he's doing, he's right up there with anyone in this town, and that includes Bills putting championships together, because in this sport, it ain't easy unless you got the guy.
No.
And he hasn't had the guy.
No.
He's got one guy, but he needs another guy.
What's embarrassing about all of this is I think everybody thought when we went through that phase at 08, then 09, 10, that the Lakers would be the one team that would be able to bounce back because all the free agents want to go to Los Angeles, right? They were going to come back, right? How's that worked out for Los Angeles? It's embarrassing that Boston is back in the mix well before LA is. But you know what's even more embarrassing? Brooklyn is back in the playoffs after losing three first-round draft picks to Boston with a steal by Danny. They're in the playoffs, and the Lakers with LeBron James, maybe one of, if not the greatest player to ever play the game, they're on the outside looking in once again this year.
The Lakers stink!
And they've missed it for, what, 8 years now? Stop it with this Danny Ainge crap. Jesus.
And I agree.
He's in
with
a
you.
Good position and not in a great position, obviously, if they lose Kyrie. But I would feel more confident with Ainge running that operation than anybody else running
the
operation.
Leave the guy alone, Glenn.
Exactly, Danny.
You look at this roster, there's a reason why guys like Colin Cowherd feel they're the only team in the East that can make a run. It's because of the roster.
It's because of Danny's acquisition of talent.
The failures of this team this year, do you put it on Danny?
No.
Why would you ever put the failures of this team on Danny?
No.
I mean, more than anything, you want to put the heat up on Brad Stevens, that's fine. He's the head coach of this team. But I would look at Danny, the one misstep, maybe at the deadline, I would like to another big. I would have liked more depth there. You know,
I would agree.
Al Horford was dealing with injuries. Baines was in dealing with injuries. You had Tice. You have no bigs. You know,
who'd they bring in for 10 days?
Time Lord, whatever.
Who'd they bring in for 10 days?
Greg Monroe. Who's currently getting minutes for the injured Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he's playing for Philadelphia.
So, I mean, that's minimal. You know, I mean, I don't think that's something that's killing them right now. This isn't on Danny.
Well, I can tell Gilroy, that's not going to happen. Danny's not getting fired. And even if they lose this thing, if they were to lose this series, how about that? If they were to lose this series against Indiana in seven, which is not going to happen, right? But if they were to do so, Danny's not getting fired and Brad Stevens is not getting fired.
I've always thought Glenn knew what he was talking about.
Thank you very much, Danny. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to get to some phone calls with the Celtics, and we'll put the Bruins on the table as well at 617-779-7937.
Did I get the Celtics leprechaun tattooed on my arm when I was 17? Yep.
Did you ever do that with a Red Sox logo?
No.
Never thought about that.
Hey, we'll check you.
No, never thought about that.
No.
Apparently, there was a problem last night. What happened? Gilroy got a couple of flat tires last night. Now, I find this very interesting because this comes exactly one day after he decided that he was going to go after Jerry Callahan on the radio. Interesting.
The A-hole driver that just nearly killed me and nearly ran me off the road about, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds before I got here. You can go F yourself. I now have two flat tires because I had to swerve to the left very, very quickly because this moron tried to switch lanes and didn't see me there. So this person is coming. I'm laying on my horn, and they keep coming and coming and coming. And I'm in a little two-door BMW that they just don't see. They're in a big Tahoe. I swerve to the left.
Driving a BMW.
It caused me to hit the curb. Thankfully, I'm okay. My car's okay. But now I have two flat tires, which is going to be fun to deal with when I leave here at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You have to have a far drive home.
I do. I go back to New Hampshire.
Apparently, he's got instant repair. You know those cans? There are a couple cans here. Apparently, he just filled up the tires.
Yeah, didn't Scheim go out and get him two bottles?
So why didn't he take the two bottles with him? Just in case.
Yeah, why do you need
it? What did he think? It would just be fine the rest of the
magical spray.
I'm sure he was fine this morning when he got up.
So it had to be Callahan, right? I mean, you don't mess with Jerry. Jerry grew up in the mean streets of Chelmsford. You don't mess with Jerry Callahan.
Yay, we did it!
And so Jerry was, he was torturing him the other day. This guy gets pissed off. He goes to Jerry on the air, and coincidentally, somebody's running him off the road, and he gets two flat tires.
We won. I cheered Don Patrick, and I said, yay, Souths!
So it's either going to cost me hundreds of dollars in a tow, or I've got Scheim over there. He's nice enough to go get me a few cans of Fix-A-Flat. Probably not going to work, but I'm going to try
it.
All right.
He'll figure it
because
out.
Because what else am I going to do?
You can sleep here.
I don't want to sleep here. Even if I do sleep here, the morning show still won't put me on, okay? Like, I will sleep here, I will be here when they arrive in the morning, and they'll still tell me to go F myself. Yeah. They will not put me on.
So we got, what time is Celtics tonight?
8:30, but it's really an 8:40 tip.
We got a little breather tonight. It's nice. So the Bruins, 7. Sox, 7.
Sox are at 7.
Yes. Bruins,
And then the Celtics are at, they say, 8:30, but it's not really an 8:30.
But it'll still be, I mean, to me, it's like, even if they're all on at 7, it's still all eyes on the Bruins, correct?
I would say all eyes are on the Bruins because unless the Celtics lose this game, if the Celtics lose this game tonight, what do they play Sunday? Do they play a 1 o'clock game on Sunday?
They do.
Okay. There'll be eyes on the Celtics on Sunday if they lose this game.
Yeah.
Yes. If they win this game, come on. They're going to close
the
series.
I'm just saying, when you see like the... So Chad Finn's got all the ratings out.
Yes.
Any of this stuff surprise you with the Bruins?
By the way, those are the 5-plus ratings.
What is that?
Everybody 5-plus means anybody that is 5 years old and up.
So that's like
it's everybody.
So that's a barometer of like basically everyone in Boston.
Yes.
What are they watching? Men?
Correct.
Women? Over 55? Under 22? What does it matter?
Because I was criticized because I gave out numbers yesterday on the program, if you remember.
They were just 25 to 54 men.
They were 25
men.
To 54
but
men.
But this is maybe a better barometer.
It's a better barometer of everybody who's actually
listening.
Correct.
They should use those ratings more often.
I think we have 5 number ones.
So the Bruins got a 7-9. Not a surprise they won. Celtics 5-7. Sox 4-4.
Can I give you the 25-54?
More respectable numbers. Yeah, give me the numbers.
Bruins did a 9. What did the Bruins do in the...
7.9, 5-plus.
Okay. In the 20, so a lot more younger people were watching the Bruins. Or women, yes.
Because women don't count.
We love women.
Or a 55-year-old man, it doesn't count.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Celtics did a 6, men 25-54.
5.7.
Okay. Pretty
much
the
women,
same.
Less women, less old people.
Exactly. And the Red Sox,
yes.
Men 25-54 did a... 1.4.
Woo, Red Sox.
1.4. So there's a lot of men, 55 and above.
That watch the Red Sox.
Yeah, I know. I always been a Red Sox fan.
And exactly. And a few ladies.
And a few ladies.
If I was a judge to say, okay, popular, like what are people watching the city? Which one would you use, 25 to 54 or just all humans?
Well, it depends what you're trying to sell. So if you're trying to sell something that certainly fits into the 25-54 age demographic, then obviously that's what you do. But if you want to find out everybody who's actually watching or listening,
I just care about what everyone in the city's watching.
I think a lot of people in their 50s have money. Maybe that's me. I mean, Callahan's got money to throw away.
This isn't a surprise, you know. And Red Sox 4.4. I mean, it's game whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, you would say I'm surprised that Celtics number isn't as high. But it's the Indiana Pacers. So I saw someone the other day, I forget who it was, they tweeted out, like, you know, when it's playoff time, it's Bruins time. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Let's see what the Celtics-Bucks rating is if they go up against the Bruins, right? So Bruins,
a bunch better.
Columbus, let's say the Bruins move on, second round. Bruins, Columbus, not Tampa. I think Tampa was, you know, people were waiting on that Tampa series. But Bruins, Columbus, you got a chance to move on. Celtics-Bucks, let's say the series is tied 1-1. You know what I mean? I mean, don't you think the Celtics would be neck and neck with the Bruins
this
in that
is
series?
Playoff hockey.
I mean, the Red Sox will be third. It's playoff time. We know that. That doesn't mean the sport is dying. That just means the importance of the game.
Their season might be dying, but the sport's still alive. By the way, he also, did you see this, Chet Finn?
Talking baseball.
Tweeted out the NFL Network schedule release show, because we were wondering about that.
The one that everybody
I didn't look
knew.
That up, yeah. Apparently, it had peaked at a 0.2. So Jerry Thornton and a couple of his friends
I saw
still,
a comment, yeah. Because I saw Giardi said he was very good on the show, and it's too bad nobody watched him. Mike was pissed.
I concede that right. The Patriots' offense is really good.
Got a point, too. But tonight, you're going to be able to watch everything, but I still think the Bruins
is
more interesting, more compelling tonight, because if the Bruins win, it doesn't mean they're going to win the series if they win this game, but certainly it puts you in the driver's seat, and with the Celtics.
Corrali in, Nordstrom out.
Yeah.
Did you notice that... Cassidy kept that second line together, Pasta, in morning skate on the second line.
That doesn't mean anything.
No?
No. You're still buying now your new theory that because it's a home game and he can dictate the lines.
Well, I think you see Pasta with that top line more often. And I know line talk, morning guys. I know I heard you. I
think Mutt will be able to figure it out.
I know line talk is like nobody talks line talk and everything.
I thought they were a sports-centric show now.
Last I checked, that was a big topic going into game three.
Was.
Right, or game four, rather.
What other topic was there?
The only topic was, what are you going to do with Pasta?
There aren't a lot of topics when it
There's
comes
no
to
topics.
Hockey. Right.
I have so many thoughts today, Jerry.
And the same thing with basketball.
Leading into a game, yeah.
And the same thing with basketball. I mean, when we sit and talk, we talk about individuals like Kyrie or something like
that. Every once in a while, the debate, starting lineup, you know, debate in the NBA.
I don't pay attention
to the
starting lineup. Like, it's like people that do lineups. Red Sox lineups in, by the way.
It is.
Yeah, do you care? Does it make a difference in the lineup? The order of what or who bats when?
No, all that matters
is that a big deal?
Benintendi's leading off playing left,
okay,
and Sue Lin's at second base. Everything else is
out. Lineup is out.
And Vasquez is catching Rodriguez, and I'm going to be proven correct again, like I said. Vasquez-Rodriguez.
Yeah, had a big week.
And Porcello's get his
you
pinky.
And Wiggy.
Not that any pitcher was bitching about having Swihart and not having Leon, but I'm just saying Porcello will get his pinky.
So most of these games, when we're sitting here and trying to break them down, and hockey is one of those things, during the regular season, what the hell do you talk about? Now, the playoffs... From game to game, the strategy changes, and so there is some interest in what you're talking about, right? That fair to say? And we did that the other day.
Playoff mojo.
And apparently they, you know, haven't figured out sports-centric yet in the morning. But I didn't hear Mutt break down the Mueller report today.
Drones
I was waiting
bomb.
For that.
No.
He didn't break it down.
No, he didn't.
Should have broken that
Jerry
down.
Jerry was waiting for it, but...
Yeah.
But I hadn't read it yet.
I tell you what, if you think people were...
God, this is madness.
...were afraid to read Deflategate, how many pages was that? Nobody read that. Who do you think is reading? I'm watching CNN, and that's what I did last night. I was watching CNN, MSNBC, of course, Fox, and they're all talking about it. Who has read this thing?
Losers.
The entire thing. It's like they're taking...
It came out, and 15 minutes later, they all read it.
400 pages. 400 pages. Remember Deflategate? Nobody read Deflategate. Yeah. Everybody was commenting about Deflategate.
Fourier could bang and that out on one day at the beach.
I've never seen a report where more people, when you switch stations and go from CNN to Fox or to MSNBC, where they all have a different interpretation of a sentence that's in the Mueller report. Why did we waste $30 million? And 2 years.
The media is so dishonest.
Why did we do this? We did this for 2 years, and then everybody is coming to their own conclusions. So the report did absolutely nothing other than, sounds like the Democrats are backing off an impeachment. We got nothing to impeach them on, right?
Yeah.
So they've got them on nothing, and 2 years later, they're talking the same way they were talking, and it was over 2 years ago. It was back in before... The election in 2016. They're saying, both sides are saying the exact same thing they were saying.
I like you.
Nothing, yeah. Nothing's changed.
It's good.
Nothing will ever change.
It's good. $30 million. That's good. We wasted $30 million. Unbelievable.
Okay.
This hour of the program is being brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. We get back to your phone calls. So the Bruins, the Celtics, and we'll get into the Red Sox. Is this really an important series this weekend? I mean, for crying out loud.
Biggest series of the year.
It's Easter Sunday. It's April the 19th, but it might be. We'll get into all of it coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.